Hey, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. For deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning into our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. We're coming into our last week of Kinktober, our month-long celebration of kinky sex leading up to the launch of our brand new course, Kinky Sex Mastery. We're so excited about this course. It begins on November 1st, but right now we have early enrollment where we're offering you a massive discount on the course as well as a bonus package. So go over to pleasuremechanics.com/kink. That's pleasuremechanics.com/kink for all the details about the course and how you can enroll. We'd love to have you on this journey with us. Today, I want to talk about sexual submission, what it means to be the bottom in kinky sex, and what pleasures we can find in bottoming, as well as what are the benefits it offers to us in our lives. I want to start by reading an excerpt from The Bottoming Book. It's by Dossie Easton and Janet W. Hardy. They are the leading writers about BDSM and kinky sex. And I was in a community with them in San Francisco and got to know them and play alongside them at parties. And The Bottoming Book is a great resource for understanding why people want to bottom, what's in it for the bottom, and kind of understand the role of sexual submission. So I'm going to read to you bits and pieces from the introduction, and it's kind of their vision of why kinky sex is important. Here we go. They say, "We like to think of kinky play as, quote, gourmet sex, end quote. Some people eat only to meet their body's physical needs. Others seek out food that satisfies specific cravings. Some people like fast food and others like whatever their mom used to cook. And still others prefer their food spicy enough to make them sweat. And all of these ways of eating are valid, nutritious, and tasty. Gourmets choose to put a lot of time, energy, and attention into thinking about, seeking out, preparing, and eating very elaborate food, often with arcane ingredients. Similarly, sadomasochists tend to spend an inordinate amount of time talking about sex, learning about it, socializing with other like-minded people, preparing for sex, and of course, actually having sex." They go on to say, "We prefer to define leather sex as one part of a continuum of sexual behavior, not separate, but maybe farther along one axis. This is an activity in which one partner consciously, consensually relinquishes control to another in at least one of four areas: movement, behavior, sensation, or emotion. Therefore, we believe that the couple role-playing hooker and customer, the woman holding her lover's hand down against the pillows, the guy feeding a chocolate truffle to his conquest, the couple who retreat to the motel for a hot and heavy fuck after a scary roller coaster ride, are all playing with SM energy, although each may think the others to be wrong, sick, kinky, or decadent. We believe that the games we play are marked by their ethics, by the player's insistence on high consciousness, by the respect in which we hold consent. Power games exist in many forms in our culture, often unconscious and often unsafe. In BDSM, protected by clear communication and negotiated consent, we find a protected space in which to explore and eroticize some of our darker dreams. BDSM allows us to experience things safely that would not be safe or okay in the real world. We can feel the adrenaline rush and the head-spinning loss of control that highlight rape fantasies while placing our emotional and physical safety in the hands of someone we trust. We can re-experience the neediness and dependency of childhood, then return to the responsible adulthood when the scene is over. We can consciously transform that which is scariest and least acceptable into acts of trust, intimacy, learning, and healing. SM is play, theater, communication, intimacy, sexuality. It combines the child's urge for make-believe with the adult's ability to take responsibility and the adult's privilege of sexual reward. Our sexuality, at its best, represents a remarkable convergence of civilized agreements and primitive urges. We believe it to be a very high achievement of the human body and spirit. Whew. Okay, so there's so much in there, but I really love the sentence, "This is an activity in which one partner consciously, consensually relinquishes control to another in at least one of four areas: movement, behavior, sensation, or emotion." Because that's really what sexual submission is all about. It's an act of trust. It's turning over your body and your well-being into someone else's care. Sexual submission can be both thrilling and scary, but it can also be really transformative and freeing and empowering. There are many reasons people crave sexual submission, but all of them have one thing in common. Being submissive means you get to be taken on a journey by a trusted partner who attends to your desires and needs. And this is an interesting thing because submission is a negative term in our power-hungry culture. To be submissive is to be weak. But in the world of kinky sex, just the opposite is true. Being submissive is an honored role, a respected part of the erotic circuit that kinky sex requires. Submission during sex means trusting your partner enough to temporarily relinquish control and be guided on an erotic journey. And the key here is that you pre-negotiate what will happen during kinky sex. You and your partner get bold enough and get the skills to lay out all of your desires and your boundaries and negotiate what will and will not happen. And with this negotiation in place, you can relax and let go. Because the truth is, we submit to other people's expertise all the time. Doctors, pilots, bus drivers, attorneys. These roles all have high barriers to entry with years of study and rigorous testing, allowing only the most committed and talented into these professions. We trust the credentials and they give us enough confidence to surrender and to step on that plane, which of course we would never board a plane if they just got on the PA system and said, "Okay, who wants to fly today?" No one would ever fly. We as passengers submit and surrender to the expertise of the pilot. And in kinky sex, you get to surrender to your trusted partner. You and your partner get to experiment with the dominant role and the submissive roles, and we highly recommend you switch it up so you can both experience the pleasure of both roles. But it's important to remember that being submissive doesn't mean weakness. It is a really powerful thing to lay out your desires and then give your power over temporarily into the trusted care of your partner. And, you know, the most common image we have of sexual submissive is a vulnerable, naked person groveling at the feet of a dominant, maybe being whipped for the dominant's pleasure and the submissive taking it. And perhaps this is one possibility amongst an infinite galaxy of options, but it's not the only way sexual submission can look. A submissive could also be in the role of a proud beauty displaying their erotic talents for praise and worship, or they might be totally relaxed and going on a trancey journey of sensations, or they might be a brave warrior being inspected and commanded to perform and to be sexually powerful, yet under the guidance and care of their dominant lover. And what's interesting is when you talk to professional dominatrixes, it is really common for high-powered business people and government officials to be sexually submissive and to be the clients of professional dominatrixes. And the other category we know of people who really crave sexual submission are mothers and housewives. And what these groups have in common, and one of the main reasons so many people crave an experience of sexual submission, is that we all live busy lives with lots of responsibility. We have to maintain control from the moment we wake up to the moment we fall asleep and constantly be on call for people. And sexual submission gives you an opportunity to hand over your control to your trusted partner and then totally relax. You don't have to make any decisions. You don't have to make any choices. you basically become subservient. You yield to the power of another and let them guide you. And a good dominant partner will give you exactly what you need in that moment. And that is pre-negotiated. It's part of your responsibility as well as a submissive to know what you want and to be able to name that. And we certainly help you with that in the Kinky Sex Mastery course of figuring out exactly what that looks like for you. But once you enter this space, you can totally relax and surrender and just receive. And that, paired with arousal and the excitement of feeling desired and the excitement of having someone in control of you sexually, that whole mix, that concoction, that cocktail is incredibly heady. It's an incredibly arousing mix. And so many of us want it. We often have the idea that women crave submission and men are more dominant naturally. But I hear from a lot of guys, I know a lot of guys who love being submissive and being under the control of a sexually confident woman. The idea of the dominatrix is sexy not only because she's in control, but because she's a woman who knows what she wants sexually and is ready to take control of the situation. And a lot of guys just love that and will do anything to worship women in this way. So, sexual submission gives us the opportunity to experience things that are out of the realm of our normal everyday adult lives, and it can look so many different ways. In the course, we go over 6 different styles of sexual submission and lead you in exercises that allow you to explore all of these different styles and how those 6 kinds of sexual submission mix with 6 different kinds of sexual domination. And you and your partner can have fun finding all the different combinations that work for you. But I think the really important idea that I want you to take away here is that sexual submission is not about weakness. It's not about humiliation or degradation. You can play with those elements if you want, but the core of sexual submission is being confident enough and powerful enough to say to your lover, "Here, I am here. This is what I want. This is what I crave. Do me. Take me on a journey. Here, I yield to you. Take me away." And that attitude of just yielding and being taken on an erotic journey is a beautiful one, and I think it's one we all deserve to experience now and then. And we want to show you how. That's what this course, Kinky Sex Mastery, is all about. It's giving you the tools so you can have these kinds of erotic adventures for the rest of your life. It's an amazing course. It's 25 guided date nights. You just set aside time, hit play, and we guide you through an experience so you can build skills and unlock new realms of pleasure together and discover your inner kinkster and bring them out to play together. If you're interested, head over to pleasuremechanics.com/kink. Enroll in the course before the end of October, and you're going to get an amazing deal and a huge bonus package. And we would love you to be part of the first pioneering group that starts this course on November 1st. Have any questions? Come over to pleasuremechanics.com. Shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure. Cheers.